Hey folks, Dan Ferrell here with your real estate update for, what is today, October 17th, 2023. We're halfway through October now and we only have a couple more months left in the year. And where in the heck are mortgage rates are going? So if you see over here, mortgage rates have almost at a 52-week high. I think we're going to top that today and I'm going to explain that why right now. So in the markets that we have right now, more news came out on the consumer and I'm going to get to that in a minute. But you're going to see here, stocks fall as concerns over high rates creep back in. So the last few months, well, since July, the consumer started slowing down and the economy started slowing down just a little bit. That gave a little bit of reprieve to the Federal Reserve to say, okay, maybe we don't have to increase rates anymore. But today's economic news is showing the consumer is still at it. They're buying and buying and buying. I still can't figure this one out, especially now that student loan debt has kicked back in. I think next month's reading might be a little dismal, but we're going to have to wait till next month. So let's get over to what that number came in today. So basically the only economic news we have today is what the consumer is doing. Are they spending? Well, yes, they are spending right through here. Last month, the spending on the consumer level was up 0.9%. That's a hot number. And the Federal Reserve's like, guys, we need the consumer to stop spending. So we need more people to get laid off and we need to jack up interest rates so people can't finance all these purchases. Well, that's not working as they planned. So we expected the reading to come down to 0.2, it actually increased all the way to 0.6. But the silver lining behind this is it was previously up 0.9. That's how much people continue to spend. It's up 0.9 just month over month, and it came back down to 0.6. Okay, but then you strip out some of the information there. You'd see the first line is core retail sales. It strips out some data like autos. And again, the last reading was 0.9. It was expected to basically plummet to 0.2. It came in at 0.6. Retail sales, when you add back in all those things that were stripped out, like autos and gas sales, you see that it went from 0.8. It was supposed to go down to 0.3. It only went down to 0.7. So the consumer is still really, really, really strong. That's the only really data we have coming in today. But the world events, normally what happens when you start having conflicts, like we see in Israel, we see the continued of the Ukraine-Russian war. Now we have more unrest in the Middle East. Normally what you see in that market is the stock market really plummeting because of uncertainties and people flee over to bonds, and mortgage-backed securities are bonds, and I'm going to show you that right here. Here's what's happening in the mortgage-backed securities market, and they're just getting pummeled today. The reason behind this is the federal government is spending way too much money. And corporations are now needing to earn or bring in more capital. So everybody, as well as the federal government, is issuing more and more and more bonds. Why do I talk about that? Well, because mortgage rates are actually controlled by mortgage bonds. So now you have people that have a lot of other options other than mortgages. You have a stock market that's going crazy and people continue to stay in the stock market. Then you have the government overspending, and we know that, and it's going to continue, especially with the debt ceiling that we have coming up soon. The government is issuing bonds on top of all this. And then we have corporations issuing bonds. So the competition for mortgage bonds is really, really tight. And there's not an appetite right now because people keep flooding their money into the stock market. So there's not enough money to buy all these bonds. So what happens is, well, the prices keep going down and down and down and down until an investor comes in to buy. And as the prices of bonds go down, well, as we know on this channel, rates go up. So when you're competing with a stock market that's up, I think, 10% this year and kind of across the board, you don't really want a mortgage bond, you know, paying you a 5% interest rate when you can check, you can put your money into a CD right now or a money market fund at 5%. So the competition for mortgage bonds right now is really, really tight, and that's what's causing mortgage rates to go up, a combination of all these things. So I hope you followed me on that one. But based on this news, we also want to figure out what the Federal Reserve is going to do. So we go over to the Federal Reserve. And what's the probability that they will change rates or increase rates at the next meeting? It might go up a little bit today after this reading, but we go to the CME watch tool. Basically what this is it's the likelihood the Federal Reserve will change the target federal funds rate target at the next meeting. Well, right now the federal funds target rate is 5.25 to 5.5. So when we go down through here, you can see 5.25 to 5.5. What are they expected to do at the next meeting in November? Well, really nothing. Okay, so then let's go out and see what are they expected to do you know, in the next month or next year or so forth. So we go over to here, and basically what this is telling us is what's the probability that the Federal Reserve is going to increase rates? Because we keep seeing on a daily basis, people saying, well, the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates. The Federal Reserve is going to raise rates one more time. So what is the probability that Wall Street's saying that they're going to raise rates? Well, right through here. Right through here, remember, we're at 5.25 to 5.5 on our readings right now. The probability at the next meeting is 80% that they're going to not change rates. And you can see all the way down through these blue lines right here, they're not expected to raise rates anytime this year. And the next move is actually for them to start decreasing rates. And that's going to happen in probably Q2 or Q3 of next year. So that's basically what's hinging right now. Here's my thoughts behind this is the consumer. I was out over the weekend and I observe things. I enjoy myself, but I really observe, you know, who's there, who's buying stuff, how crowded is our places. And things are starting to really tighten up. I was at a restaurant on Friday. Then my wife and I went to some place and just watched a band on Saturday evening. I kind of felt bad for the waitress because our whole bar bill was $22. I really don't drink much. And I kind of felt bad, but the place was kind of empty. And normally it is just busting from the seams. So I think the consumer is starting to really cut back. And the student loan debt repayments, once those really kick into full forces and people realize, wow, we really got to change our spending habits, you're going to see this turn and turn quite a bit and pretty fast. Not right now, but once this all sinks in. So that's my expectations. I think, you know, we might hit rates at 8% today or in the next couple days. You know, I'm still saying we're at our peak, you know, but the consumer keeps spending and spending and spending, throwing a curveball at a lot of these things. So that's the expectations right now from me. I'm saying we're capped out. The Federal Reserve is also coming in saying we're basically at max capacity right now on rates. So this is just volatile times in the markets, and just stay calm, people. You know, I'll keep you updated on a daily basis. So the next thing we want to go over to is what the Federal Reserve is telling us that's going to happen in the future. Well, a new dot plot just came out. And basically what happens is when the Federal Reserve meets every 6 to 6 weeks, approximately, they come in and each member kind of puts a dot right where they want the federal funds rate. And remember, the federal funds rate is the only thing that really is it is interbank lending. So if one bank needs money and they can go to the Federal Reserve or another bank and get money lent to them, and what interest rate they pay is the federal funds rate. So that's basically what this is. But what they're telling us right now is right this year they want the federal funds rate at 5.6. We're basically at 5.5 right now, so I don't really think there's anything going to happen there. Next year they expect it to drop to 5.1, so we're probably going to see about a 0.5% increase in 2024 on rates. And then in 2025 they're like, okay, all this inflation stuff should be washed out of the system. The consumer should be basically broke. They can't spend anymore. So what's going to happen? Rates should plummet. Okay, so that's why we were actually telling a lot of people, or advising a lot of people, to use a 2-1 buy down technique that we have to help you basically get the lowest payment you can on your mortgage for at least 2 years until the Federal Reserve does something. If you want to see that video, I just did a new video on that and it's posted right up through there. So if you're out there and you're like, hey Dan, what do you do and how can you help me? Well, I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states. I've been doing this for about 33 years now, and I'd love to help you navigate this market because it is crazy. So we use techniques to help our borrowers get into programs like the 1% down program that allows you to keep a lot of that cash you have, not putting it into the property, to keep it as a reserve. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And also coupling that with our 2-1 buy down in the video I posted just a little bit ago, that'll explain that to you. But if you're out there and you're like, hey Dan, I really would like some help just navigating this market, seeing, you know, how much can I qualify for on the, you know, credit scores I have, the income I have, and the down payment I'm working with right now, you know, what can you help me with? Well, please reach out to us. We would love to help. There's 3 ways to reach out to us. One is the Apply Now link up there. What it's going to do is when you click that, it's going to ask you a series of questions. So you're going to be actually vetted. Basically, we're going to figure out what you're exactly looking for, and then we're going to assign you to the mortgage advisor on my team that specializes in your product in your area. If you're like, hey Dan, can I just call in or just maybe email you? Yeah, just go to the bottom of my website. You're going to go down through here, and there's a bunch of tools here you can find in here. Products we offer, mortgage calculation calculators. And then when you go down through here, you're going to see there is our phone number. It is 844-775-5626. Or you can email me directly. And yes, it is me directly. It's at Dan, at therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. If you liked my videos and you like these series of videos, please, all I ask you to do is subscribe down below. Take care. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.